You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. There's going to be a change at the top in the state's Republican Party. Erie County GOP Chair Nick Langworthy has gathered the support of the majority of county chairs and will be replacing Ed Cox in July. The two met with the media to talk about the transition. Capital correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
On the surface, it's an amicable change of leadership. Ed Cox, who oversaw the party for the past 10 years and is the son-in-law of former President Richard Nixon, says he's pleased with his new position as part of a team to help finance President Trump's re-election effort.
I am somehow attracted to the presidential elections.
Under Cox's tenure, the party did not win an election for statewide office. Republicans have not held a major statewide elected office since 2006, when former GOP Governor George Pataki decided not to seek a fourth term. Last November, Republicans lost by a significant margin their hold on the state Senate. It now has just 23 GOP members compared to the 38 in the Democratic Leadership Conference. Despite that, Langworthy did not criticize Cox or his leadership skills, and he thanked him for his dedication to the party. Langworthy instead spoke of a game plan to grow the GOP in New York, and he promised to show a new fighting spirit, starting with the state Senate races next year.
We lost this majority in one election. I think we can gain this majority back in one election.
Senator Michael Gianaris is chair of the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee and helped oversee many of the Democratic senators' victories last November. He does not give the GOP much of a chance in making gains in 2020.
He's half right. They did lose the election. Where he's wrong is the possibility that they might take it back. We have a historically large Democratic majority, more than in the last 100 years, and we're expecting a huge Democratic vote in 2020 in response to President Trump being at the top of the ticket.
Republicans face an uphill battle to win seats in New York. President Trump is deeply unpopular in the state. GOP membership in New York has been in decline for decades. Langworthy, who worked for former Western New York Congressman Tom Reynolds and supported Carl Paladino for governor in 2010, says he knows that his first task is boosting enrollment in the Republican Party. But he says he sees a path to winning races, and it's based on economic issues like lowering taxes in the state, which are among the highest in the nation. He says that strategy has been successful in winning several recent elections in Erie County, where Republicans are outnumbered. And Langworthy says President Trump is much more popular than people think.
This is going to be a pocketbook election, and the Trump economy is on fire.
The new GOP chair says his ultimate aim, though, is to mount a serious challenge to Democrats for the governor's race in 2022.
My mission and goal is to get us to the point where a Republican occupies the second floor of the state capitol.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, has not said whether he intends to seek a fourth term as governor, but he is actively raising money for his campaign fund. A senior advisor to Cuomo, Rich Azzopardi, is skeptical of the GOP's chances.
Using Ed Cox's same tire talking points is a great way for a new beginning for the party. That's been their goal for the last 20 years. My goal is also to be taller and a shortstop for the Mets.
Langworthy, at 38, will be the youngest GOP chair in state history. He says he plans to get younger people and women more involved in the party and wants to make it more ethnically diverse. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.